You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہل یا محبوب خود.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ریسپیکٹڈ لسنرز of Sirius FM, as well as Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 2nd of Dhul Qadah, 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 1st of May, 2025. Today our topic will be discussed when we are leaving to go for Hajj from the moment, from our hometown. What should we be doing? So let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Hafidhahullah. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, before we even go to that, what should a person like myself do? Should we, at this point where the Murtad regime is running Saudi Arabia, should we be desirous of a Faraz Hajj or not? And what dua should we be making if we should go?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today in South Africa and few other countries, it is the 2nd of Dhulqa'dah 1446, and in most countries today, Thursday, is the 3rd of Dhulqa'dah 1446. So that is the first issue. Second issue is, before we discuss, there are a few announcements, but our discussion today will focus more on while we are still at home, before the day comes of our departure to Jeddah or Medina or wherever we are going first, because today you can land in Taif also. So mashallah, you got various ports of entry. So the first thing we should ask is that you are asking the question, should a person be desirous? 100% we should be desirous. Remember, we must draw the distinction. One is the Baytullah, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Haramain Sharifain. So that every Muslim must be desirous of it. One is the Ahle Saud, that are the corrupt people running the affairs there. And they are the murtads and so forth. We are the most vocal on that issue compared to anybody else. And we say it loudly and boldly with Allah's help. Allahumma ahalik ahle sa'ud, kama ahalakta aada wa thamud. Ya Allah, you decimate them, the ahle sa'ud. We have nothing to do with them and they have nothing to do with us in Islam. So that is one issue. Second issue is this, if people have been going for Umrah, for Ramadan, and they're going for Hajj 5, 10, 15 times. I know people, every year they're going. So for them, we will say, it's better that you don't go. You boycott them and so forth. And that same money that you are using, we channelize it in the welfare of the Ummah. How? For example, Palestine, for example, Sudan, for example, the Pakistan, you understand, the Mujahideen, or for example, the Kashmiris there in India, or Syria, Libya, or you take Ethiopia, or you take, for example, the Burmese and the Rohingya Muslims. So there are so many other avenues. But you see, the thing is, there isn't much name and fame. And when you go for Umrah every year, you go for Hajj, so your name gets a little bit big, like, and our ego gets inflated, remember that. So therefore, that we discourage. So Nafil Hajj, Nafil Umrah, Nafil Ramadan, all that. But Farz Hajj, that is compulsory. We can't boycott that. And there's no other place to go for Hajj besides Makkah, Mukarramah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. And obviously, the person will be desirous to go to Medina Munawwara. So therefore, that we must encourage. But discourage, they don't say totally haram, but discourage it. Nafil Umrah, Nafil, you understand, Ramadan, Nafil Hajj and so forth, and the Medina Munawwara, and use your money where you will get greater reward, where the need is much, much greater. Like this, you are emboldening and you are making them stronger and so forth and so on. Let us just digress for a moment. Whoever dreamt that today is Thursday, whoever dreamt that now Israel will be having their 77 years of celebration and so forth and so on, and independence, the flags are everywhere. Suddenly the winds came at 110 kilometers per hour. Suddenly the fires are raging on. And their own admission, the haramis and the swines and the pigs, remember that, they don't know from where the fire started. You see, if you have South Africa in front of you, anything goes wrong. So the ANC got one bogeyman. They'll say that apartheid is to blame for this. So now what the Israelis do is say, yeah, the Palestinians started the fire. You see, so we 100% is our conviction that this is punishment directly from Him, Almighty Allah, for the jutlas, for the murdering of the babies, the children, the men, the women, and all, and starving the people to death, and extermination of the Palestinians, and the ethnic cleansing, and the genocidal activities going on. So amal and radda amal, action and reaction. So Allah Ta'ala is fa'alu lima yurid. And you see the winds are gusting and they could increase, inshallah. And then the fires are burning. Thousands of acres have already burnt and so forth. And now their tanks and all that are also in danger and so forth. You just have to go to Twitter and X and just see the visuals coming out from there. And then you will understand what really is going on there in Israel, occupied Palestine. So for us, we must be very, very happy. Remember, Quran Kareem states, you must remember, وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. On that day, remember, the Muslims are very happy with the help of Almighty Allah. So therefore, we must be happy. We must tell the Jutlas, we told you, you got nothing to do. You're not even Semite. You came from Poland, Ukraine, then Germany, and here and there, Britain and America. You must futsak. That's the right word to use for the Jutlas. If you study the word futsak, it's kalimatu zajrin lil kalb. The Quran uses it also. Qala khsa'u fiha wa la tukallimun. Allah Ta'ala tells them the Jahannam is. Ikhsa'u, get out futsak from here. You see that? Don't come speak to me about it and all these kind of things. So like that, you must treat them with a disgrace they are and so forth. You go back to from wherever you came from. You are occupiers, you are invaders, you are squatters and so forth and so on. So now your time is up and you must footsack and leave from there. And that is what we want must happen, you must remember that. They want to kick the Palestinians out, but Allah is kicking them out. Another thing you must know about these Jutlas, and Quran makes reference to it, they hate death and they despise death. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah 62 verse 9, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. This death you are running away from, surely it will meet you one day. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Then you will return to Almighty Allah, whose knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. He has the knowledge of the past, present and future with the help and mercy of Allah. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. You will be returned to Allah, and that day Allah will explain to you in detail your deeds, your actions, everything. And nobody will be able to say it is not the truth. Because the mouth will be sealed, the lips will speak. Surah Yasin, Al-Yawma Nakhtimu Ala Afwaihim, Wa Tukallimuna Aydihim, Wa Tashhadu Arjuluhum Mima Kanu Yaksibun. Surah number 99, Surah Zilzal, وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها. Qiyamah is unfolding, the non-Muslim who's dacing, what's happening? Little the land and the sand will speak. يَوْمَ إِذِنْ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا. Allah inspired it, Allah motivated it, speak. See, second evidence. Kiraman Katibin will come with all the book of deeds and their actions and so forth. So what do you say? He'll say, I'm guilty as charged. No mitigating circumstances. He is sure that now he'll be dispatched to Jahannam. But sometimes the person has Iman and Islam, Allah Ta'ala's fazl comes, karam comes, and he goes to Jannah. But if the kuffar and munafiqeen and mushrikeen and so forth, then definitely they land up in Jahannam and the hellfire and so forth and so on. So that is also something that we should be very concerned about. Now let's start making a list. You must write down, Mazahid, that what is our list preparation before we embark on. The plane's already gone. I already got questions of South Africans. We are here for Hajj and we did this, we did this. Somebody already doing upside down things and all that, you must remember. So they forgot to cut their hair after the Umrah, and they want to take a full shower with soap and shampoo and everything. So in a case like that, there's dumb compulsory, you see that? They have to slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah or Mina. Now imagine, based on jahalat, ignorance, don't you know to come out of ihram, you must cut your hair for the woman, shave your hair for the man, this was a lady. She totally forgot and so forth. Yesterday the question came. So anyway, so now let us start. You must start writing the notes. Number one, niyat. Every day we need to rectify our niyat. Ya Allah, I am going to perform this Umrah, this Hajj, the ziyarat of Madinah Munawwara, solely, only, exclusively for your love and your pleasure. Therefore, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Sahib Mishkat, Allama Khatib Tabrizi, rahimahullah, and Allama Nawawi, rahimahullah, they all brought the hadith right in the beginning, the famous hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ, to show us anything in Islam you start, ask yourself, what is your motive? What is your intention? You see, so that is number one. Number two, and every day you must read Salat and so forth. Ya Allah, make our journey easy. Ya Allah, make our stay easy. Ya Allah, the 6 days of Hajj, make it easy for us. We are weak. We're not used to the weather. We're not used to the crowds. We can't even speak Arabic language, majority of the Muslims in South Africa. So like that, there'll be many, many challenges. You must remember that. So because left now you left your comfort zone and now you are gone there to show your love to Almighty Allah. So then number three. So number one was that the niyat. Number two was, what was number two?
Two rakats of salat.
Two rakats salat. And ask Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, for assistance and help daily till your day of departure, and after that also. You must continue, make it your ma'amul. And your daily practice right till the day, your routine, till you pass away, remember that. Two. Third one, the money you got. 100,000, 200,000, half a million. Is it halal and tayyibah or is it haram money? Or is it polluted, tainted, contaminated? So that's a big question. If you want the barakat, you want the reward and all that, then money plays a very big role, because you're going to be eating from that money, you are going to be being transported with that money, you are going to go there. But what is nourishing us? You must remember that also is questionable and so forth. And then with that number three, eight number four, that when you are in Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwarah, Jeddah, Taif, wherever you are, our fatwa, not from today, for 30 years, 35 years, we said this McDonald's is haram, we say KFC is haram, and the Saudi ulama have written books which I have in my library. Al-Luhumul Mustawrada. What is the title, Mazahid? You must write it down. Al-Luhum, plural of Laham. So Al-Luhumul Mustawrada. What Mustawrada? Imported meat from Brazil, from here, from there, all. First of all, 90% of the countries, they're putting the halal logo. They know there is no human slaughtering taking place. It's machine slaughtering taking place. And we say machine slaughtering is not permissible. Second one is this, should hardly find an abattoir in the Western world, you understand, where for every animal, speaking of America, Europe, all that, so you must be, you will find for every animal that sacrificed or slaughtered, Bismillah is being read. They just put a tape, a CD there, and that is reading, finish and done. So in the light of all this, can we say that this is a halal or haram? What will we say? We will say it is haram. So we must be clear on that issue. We must recap as we go. First, our intention to remember that the money, the salat, we must read daily, the salat, that is number two. Number three, the money we are using, is it really halal, tayyib, and so forth, or is haram? Then obviously you don't get much reward. Fourth one, what are we consuming, input, output? You see that? My advice to all you prospective hujjaj, honorable hajis, stay away absolutely from all overseas meat and chicken. And eat fruit, eat vegetable, eat fish, all that. Eat boiled eggs, very good, you understand? And thereafter, what you must do, that if you want to really eat meat or chicken, then you know, eat the wataniya, the local ones and so forth. So that will be acceptable and so forth and so on. So these are important aspects. How many we got so far?
Four.
First one, the logistics. Your passport, make photocopy. Your luggage, your bags you are taking, because there is absolute chaos sometimes. Your bag is lost somewhere, this one's bag is lost somewhere. So the bags, the luggage you are taking, take photos of it. You see that? And have your name and all that properly written there and so forth. So that is very, very important. Your documents you got, your visa you got, your passport you got, your vaccination you got, this you got, that you got. So take all photocopies. You see that? So at least if something happens, you got some recourse, you know. And your luggage also, you must take the photo. You must remember that. It's very good habit. I know some people are seasoned travelers. 5, 6, 8, 9 times in a year they've gone overseas. So they taught me this. That, you know what, whenever we go, then we've got it, you must remember. And Allah forbid it got lost, that we can show the agent or show the people there that this is our bag. And sometimes Kali also, they don't make, like, you know, top. They're looking for it, but they find it because it's right in front of their noses, you know. So that is how you must remember. That's a very, very important point. Then next point, you must make intention of 6-day Hajj. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khudu anni manasikakum. Take from me your actions of Hajj. So go read chapter 2, verse number 202. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Remember Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and where in the few days. The few days refer to what? The 11th, the 12th, the 13th. So Quran Kareem states, فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. That you pelt, you understood, on the 11th, all three Jamarat in the afternoon. That pelting in the morning is not permissible according to Aima Arba. According to all four schools on the 11th, similarly on the 12th. But there people are pelting daytime, nighttime, anytime. They said the Grand Mufti said it's permissible. You see, and it's true, he just says permissible. Because why? If you're not going to say permissible, you'll get into big problem with MBS and so forth. So therefore, they just make jais, your Jews, and all these type of things there. So remember, the ayat is where? Surah 2 and verse number 203. 203. So that is the فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. So you make a haste, after 2 days you go. So that's 5-day Hajj. So what happens? There's no isan on you, فَلَا إِسْمَ عَلَيْهِ. But what was the habit of Nabi ﷺ and how did he spend time? He spent 6 days there. And that is amalan fi'alan. And second one is that قَوْلًا. Nabi ﷺ said with his speech, Mubarak, خُذُوا أَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. and in conjunction with that ayah, chapter 3, verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wala, fattabi'uni, then follow me immaculately. Yuhbibkum Allahu wa yaghfir lakum dunubakum. Almighty Allah Jalla wala will become your beloved. You see that? And remember that you will become the beloved of Almighty Allah. And yuhbibkum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dunubakum. And Allah will forgive you your sins. So therefore, we should prepare from now for all these things here. How many notes we got so far?
Six.
7-1, you must read a Hajj Kitab. So take my Hajj Kitab, Umrah Kitab. Anybody doesn't have it, just contact me, 071-888-1184. We will send you two Kitabs via PDF. One is the Hajj and Umrah Q&A. And one is the Dua Kitab. So but all that will help you. And we don't go read this book, that book, that book. The more books you're going to read, the more confused you'll get. Just stick to the one book and inshallah. Thereafter, you must remember that many a time the ulama, and it's written in the latest Muslim woman also, many a time that you have your ulama and the Hafiz sahab, Qari sahab, Sheikh sahab, Imam sahab, they seeing all these wildfires raging on, but they say, Ya Allah, we want to make one sajda more, still in Aqsa. We want to do this, we want to do that. So remember, once the rain stops, then read the dua, mutiruna bi fadlillahi wa rahmatihi. So it rained upon us, but it rained what? The stones and brimstones and left nishani and all that, yeah. So that is what happens, you must remember that, how Allah punishes people. Then فَجَعَلْنَا آلِيهَا سَافِرَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَامْتَرْنَا عَلِيمْ حِجَارَةً مِنْ سِجِّيلٍ. You see that? So remember, you seeing your own brother, your own spouse, they are 100% in drugs and so forth. So first try and speak to them politely, kindly. And then they don't listen, ground them, no more perks for them. No phone, no money, no pocket money, nothing. Third one, they don't listen, you can punish them slightly, just tap them, you see that with the ruler and so. And fourth one will be that you bring in the arbitrators, and even at the 11th hour. Fifth step is, you must remember the talaq. So it shows you are gone for hajj, so both parties should try and save their marriages. You're in the right place, you must remember that. And there in Madinah Munawwara also, you say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make dua for me, my wife, and so forth. So we say all that is acceptable and permissible. So what should we do in cases like this? So remember that we should be consulting one alim only. Not you see 10 alims, every different one, everyone you go ask them the question and you expect a different answer. And then you want to use that for your loophole. All the answers you got thus far are not to your for shooting your worms and fences. Then you got one guy who say, yeah, yeah, gunjaish here. This word you hear a lot, gunjaish here. There is scope for that. There is permissibility. We don't agree with this. You're opening the doors of riba, where is your sharia compliant? You're opening the doors of the cinema and all that, where your... So remember this. That, you know, vices and sins and so forth. So how you can be considered as Khadimul Haramain Sharifain and all that there. And then they're taking your names and so forth. Another important issue is for you first time people, you must read the notes on Tamattu Hajj. So you're going to first perform your Umrah, come out of Ihram after cutting your hair, and you go into your normal clothes, and thereafter, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever time there. So we tell everybody, wake us up. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, we wake up and then we make wudu and all these things there. Yeah, and then read tahajjud or witr, whatever is there, mashallah. So that is what we should try and realize what happens during the days of Hajj. But one important point here is that the Saudi regime is so much influenced now by America and so forth. Because these are all haramis, the aim is to cause harm to Muslims and the Islamic religion and the Muslim Ummah. So you must not be fooled, O Haji. You will find people with Pakistani kurta. You will find people with shirt and trouser, you see. And they will initiate the discussion. You know, we don't like Saudi Arabia. MBS is like this, like that. The way they will speak, they will get and bring you within their net, you see that. And once you start making statements, all that, they got it all recorded. We won't even know today's world. Mona Zaid is sitting opposite me. I'm sitting opposite him. Soleimani is here in the control room, the engineer's room. But what we speak and so forth, he can listen. So he must remember that. So that is what we should also remember. And the best part is, we're making all these panchat and stories and all that. But who is the one? You must remember who taught this lady to drive. So you must remember, that's a different issue. Woman driving, not driving. But the fact remains that today, that the women are driving. And now Saudi Arabia said it's permissible also for them. We don't agree. So let me just say, stating what is there. So you will get woman spies. You will get men spies. And they will look so innocent and so friendly and all that. And how many South Africans I know already landed up in jail? You see? They're in Makkah, Medina, Jeddah, wherever. Makkah, Medina. Because, you know, their ghaira, their self-respect would not hold them back. That how can all this happen in the holy lands of Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwarah? Taif also, if you're traveling with Qatar, is a good flight there. From here you go to Doha, Taif. You can spend one night there, do sightseeing. And then you fasten the haram, you make your umrah from there. That's excellent, you must remember that. So anyway, so that don't get involved in any political discussions. That is, you went for a purpose, go fulfill that. Don't get sidetracked with all this. Everybody sit there in the foyer and like big politicians, analysis, you understand? And then you are people who will everybody give your right, give your right. In Islam, we will say we don't have to listen to your right because Islamically majority of you are khatabahumul jahiluna qalu salama. So when ignorant people, you understand, they question us, then best thing to do is just adopt silence. So inshallah, once we take all, how many notes we got there?
I got your eight.
Eight, so let's make it ten, then we're done. So you must remember that sometimes this sahuk, sometimes there's muassasa, sometimes these people, they also need help. So we mustn't just sit there like guests and all that, we must also help them. See, I give you an easy example. We all are in ihram. Before I go to that point, I want to really make Allah put one more thing in my head. Quran says, فَلَا رَفَثَ لَا إِلَهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. What la is that? La لِنَفْيِ الْجِنْس. There is no deity. There is no one worthy of worship. إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Except Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So it shows that what happens is this, that we are the ones that we should know what we are doing. We always claim we're very intelligent and so forth. But now when we look at our actions vis-a-vis with the other people, so it doesn't make a difference. Quran says, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. There must be no husband-wife talk while you're in ihram. You're not in ihram and all that, your normal clothes, then you fulfill the rights. You must remember. Yesterday, you must remember, hadith came in Ibn Majah. You know, Mufti Sahib is a master, Hazrat Mufti Rizal Aksab. So the hadith came in Ibn Majah because he just started Kitabun Nikah. So I was there, Kitabul Salat, Kitabul Taharat, Kitabul Salat, Kitabul Zakat, it finished, and Hazrat just did few ahadith, first 10 or 8, whatever, of Ibn Majah. So there is mentioned. So you must remember that if this lady, that we tell them they mustn't smoke, we tell this man they mustn't smoke, but you will see in the toilets the smoke is coming out, the agarbati has started. But Quran is teaching us, remember that, فَلَا رَفَثَ. No husband-wife talk in it. وَلَا فُسُوقَ. Therefore, I have to warn them and tell them that it's haram for you to smoke in a haram. So remember that Almighty Allah made this very clear to us. فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. So remember that there's no argument, there's not telling your wife you're looking so smart today and this and all that. If you took her back already, you see that. So the two rakat will remain. And remember that, you'll have to read two rakat, salatu tawbah, for the vices we did and all that. And we must be very, very careful but who we are mingling, because there are so many spies there, you can't believe it, and then people get carried away, that person initiated it, and we fell right into their trap, and so forth and so on. So therefore, we should know what the Quran says, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ. No smoking and all that while you're in ihram. Smoking is not permissible, but in ihram, you start smoking, then it's haram, obviously, what is it? So yes, Surah Baqarah, verse number 197. Three things, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. Then put equals. That when you do that, الْحَجُّ الْمَبْرُورُ لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. Then Allah will bless you and call you your Hajj, a Hajj Mabrur. Remember that. Today our people go, Mal Asaf is Shadid. They say they're going to stay the 13th night because now they know the ropes and all that, how to move around and so. So they say they want to go. And I said, see, if you want to go, you take your mother with you. You take your wife, your sister with you. Take your mother with you. So all these things here, you must remember, are irrelevant because one day they will die, they'll perish and so forth. So that is what we need to understand. Now you must remember another issue that comes to mind is that the days of Hajj before we go there. So I was telling you about Sahuk and Muassasa and all that, how we can help them. The first day you go, Mina is tip-top, you must remember. Everything is functioning. The toilets are working, the showers are working, everything. Then the next day you come, and you come in the third day, then you're coming back there to Mina. Then you see the door is also wobbling. Maybe it's just going to collapse, it's in Sakarat. Then you see that the toilets are not working. Then some of them. Then you see the shower, you know that shower, what you call that thing? The shower where the water comes out. So the shower head or whatever you call
head.
It.
Huh? Shower head.
Yeah, shower head. So that is not working properly. And everything is together, nah? The shower, toilet, all together. There's no separate business here. It's all together and so forth. So our people, they hold their nose like this. Say, Bogo Juche. You know, it's very dirty. You see, it's to break our pride. So now you must remember, you as a South African Haji, to break your pride and break our pride. I used to do it many times. We don't have to go tell people, but Allah knows. So you see the toilets are not so clean these days. So you go, and before you start doing your thing, just clean everything. So now it's clean for you, it's clean for the next person. So you won't die or anything, you see that. So and it'll break our pride also, you must remember this kind of things. We just go away. So we are felt, we are worse than that. If you look at all our vices and sins, who can say we are pure? We all are committing so many million, billions, trillions sins and vices. So then we should take it that way then. But you see, when we used to all this luxurious lifestyle of ours, وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ, Allah has made you like kings. You take Mawlana Zahid Khan Damat Barakatuh. You ask him, Mawlana, you married with your wife, you got four daughters, mashallah. You got car, and now you got a maid, once a week, twice a week. You got or you don't have?
Che.
You have. You ask Suleiman, you see, you got the maid there, helper, whatever you want to go. Once a week, twice, you have. Go see rich, rich countries, America, Europe, and there, Canada. So they don't have. Because it's expensive. It's not like the Tata law, Shia law, do this. On the hour, you have to pay every hour. You see that? And you pay less than that, they go and complain and say jail. Not South Africa, that. Where top to bottom is what? Is all corruption and so forth. So people, so you see them being, the things we just, I tell you, America, first day I went, so then that guy, I'm looking at the boards and that in Tutan. So the one filling station we passed is written free air. So I asked that Pakistani guy, he was in charge of us, what did he buy? Well, I used to get the shock. I said, go here, go here. Well, he used to be very shaky. Understand? So anyway, I tell him, Wajib Bhai, ye kya? What is all this? I see they got there by the filling station, air free of charge. He said, no, yeah, they charge quarter dollar, half a dollar per tire. So remember that is capitalism. Nothing for nothing. You must pay for everything. So one day in a week, for example, I'm just saying, you are the garage owner, I'm a filling station owner, he is a one petrol owner. So to entice the customers, they will tell you that what? Here today, come and fill your tank up. And mashallah, you must remember it is what? The A, you know the price, $1 you have to add. But you have to verify it with them. Sometimes you make $2 also. And you know, then that person there, you can't forget. So what he will say from Afghanistan or here there? He will say, yes, sir, but haram, you're eating, come eat by me. You know, understood? And so forth. So they also shop, you must remember too. This great, this government, or you know, the hotels and so forth and so on. So that is what we should remember, that don't go and antagonize people and so forth and so on. Then you'll end up in jail, he also end up in jail, and you make a spectacle by bioscope of yourself, you understand. So now just pay and finish and tell. So the Quran is telling you, I gave you the reference. So Surah number 2, verse number 197. So that is how you should perform your Hajj. See how many things? Oh yes, another thing. See, Allah just puts in our head. Now we're going for Hajj. So before they go for Hajj, Mu'azahi doesn't perform Hajj. So now he and his wife, they're going for Hajj. Example. You haven't performed Hajj, isn't it, sir?
No.
Right. Umrah you performed. Very good. So what's going to happen, Hazrat Mona Zahid, Dawud Barakatuhum, when you're going to go for Hajj, then your uncle, your auntie, your relative, your cousin, your neighbors, every night you will be eating somewhere different place. There will be a Dawud upon Dawud upon Dawud. You see that? Our people are masters in that, you know? They're Kari Kichri, they're Akni, they're Bhrai, they're this. So I'd say, I don't know how to, you understand? So this year we're eating and drinking and enjoying and all that. So whether it's jais, not jais, I don't approve of it. And we don't say haram, but we say it's not all for name, for fame, all these things here, you know. And then when they invite you, half of them will give you an order also. Buy this for me, buy this for me, buy this. So what you do? Just leave them, go finish and there. Then they can't tell you, buy this, you know. So that is one point. Next point is this. Now we're just using example, Mu'azahid. Samihna, forgive us. So anyway, now you are not speaking to your teacher. You are not speaking to your neighbor. You are not speaking to your own brother, your own sister. So what good is that Hajj when you're not speaking to your own kids and kin, your family? Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 47, verses 22, 23. In tawallaytum, when you have authority, and tufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. Wa tuqatti'u arhamakum. Study that word there. Wa tuqatti'u, which bab, Mawlana Zahid Khan? Wa tuqatti'u arhamakum. Which bab?
Bab-e-tafil.
Very good. So what is the khususiyat? What is the unique feature, characteristic of it? Wa tuqatti'u arhamakum. That you increasing the severing of ties and breaking ties of the family. That is the meaning of it. You see that? So you must. Now once a person uses that as his landmark or whatever you want to say, then Allah Ta'ala's Quran comes and says, Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, that this is supposed to be a happy occasion, but see what happens now, everybody is crying. So, to those are the people, La'anahumullah, Allah Ta'ala curses them. For asammahum, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala makes them such, you understand, that you know, that Allah Ta'ala's curse is on them, they deprive of Allah's special mercy. For asammahum, spiritually deaf, they can't hear. You speak of money, they can hear. You speak of Islam, Quran, we can't hear. We don't want to hear like that. Wa a'ma absarum, physically blind, Allah makes them. Allah protect us all. So you can say that now what ta'alluq connection is there between that person there and the Sowetan newspaper or the Star newspaper or the Citizen newspaper? What ta'alluq? No ta'alluq. But they giving us the fresh news. You see that? So therefore, we should know what's happening. Then this vaccine story, also another story. So we dead against it. I never took vaccine any time, you understand, to go for Umrah, Hajj and all that. So that one, two time they gave us there. You understand? They say, oh, you don't have come here and this and all that. So right inside the airport, they got one nice new airport. So there, I don't know what a new airport. So anyway, you must remember, so these are the basic issues that you should take. Will, your last will. Maybe you just go one-way ticket. So that second one, therefore, okay. Then what happens in that moment? You're not speaking to your brother, sister, Allah, as example, obviously. So this thing, now you can make 100 tawafs, you can make this, cry the whole night, whatever. But Allah don't accept everything. Utrukuhuma hatta yastaliha. Leave all of them. You must remember that. And they say, that you leave their actions. It's not accepted. Hatta yastaliha, till they reconcile. So you're going for Hajj, your first Hajj. You're elated, delighted, but you're not speaking to your mother-in-law. Now how are you going to justify that? You're going for your first Hajj, Habib, but you're not speaking with your own brothers, your own sisters, your own parents. So what good is that of that Hajj? There's nothing. So you must remember, utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. Leave them till they reconcile, then only will the actions be valid and accepted and so forth. See, Allah Ta'ala is showing us all these issues here clearly. And thereafter, this business of da'wat, leave all that. So rather you spend quality time with your mother or your friends or your sister or your daughter and whatever. And next one, read Fazail al-Hajj of Mawlana Zakariya. Very, very good. You see that? You see, it will motivate you, inspire you for that. So, and one more point then, must remember that, what's the time now?
8 minutes left.
Yeah, 8 minutes. Maybe you got another question also. So, you must remember that another one question is, remember you can't fasten ihram in Jeddah. Today people say, this Mawlana's fatwa. I say, leave all the Mawlana's. I don't know if they're doing it now, but wherever I travel, you understand? You travel with Egypt Air Cairo, you travel with Dubai, the Emirates, you travel with, you must remember that Etihad Airlines, you understood? So like that, so each one of them, once they pass in the miqat, it's like a law, they had to say it, you must remember. So all these brothers who are here in the plane, for, you must remember, going for Umrah. So now you should know that you can't be fastening your ihram inside in Jeddah airport or Jeddah hotel, or not permissible. What is a big dalil for this? The big dalil is this: when I travel with Emirates, when we travel with Etihad, I travel once only to Hajj, I remember. And I travel with Egypt, we travel with Istanbul, Turkish Air. So all of them, they announce we are passing the miqat. So if they telling you, so what bigger dalil you need? You see? Now you want to say, no, Jeddah is this. And Sheikh bin Baz was the biggest alim, mufti sheikh there. I study his fatwas, very good his fatwas, most of them. Some we don't agree, but most of them is very good. So he wrote there, is not permissible to fasten ihram there in Jeddah. La bil barri, wa la bil barri, wa la bil bahri, wa la bil jawi. You can't fasten ihram in Jeddah, nor if you're coming by road, bar. Wala fil bahar. You can't come with a ship there, like from Sudan and that, Egypt, you come by ship and you fasten ihram, not permissible. Wala bil jawi, and you're coming by plane, so you land there, it's not permissible. Go study bin Baz fatwas, you will find it there. And he writes in a case like that, you will have to slaughter the goat or the sheep, you understand, damul jinayat, what you call. So because you made murur alal miqat and your intention was umrah or hajj, and you made murur alal miqat fi ghayri ihramin, and you were not in the state of ihram. Then another thing also, you see, it's, you have to prepare yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, all that. Then 3-4 quickly, Allah, just put in my head now, before I forget. Now already you should have, I'm going to use my leisure time, like today's holiday. So this morning, Fajr time, I gave them 2-3 du'as to learn. I told them, see, in Israel, the wind is coming 110 kilo. Inshallah, it will increase. And the fires are raging on. Inshallah, it will increase. But as Muslims, what was we read? So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam taught his people during the tyranny and oppression of the Pharaoh. Chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verses 85-86. Alallahi tawakkalna. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. You see that? So that is what we have to learn, and so forth and so on. So, and then the next one is, you can't finish your Quran in Makkah, you can't finish in Medina. So on the day of Arafat, now you made Zuhur and Asr, you combine the Salat, that we encourage for everybody, male, female, Musafir, Mukim, all of you. So you must remember, you combine your Salat, and Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad say totally permissible. So they say permissible for the alum, for the students there. We say for our listeners and so forth. So that is not permissible that you fast in the haram day in Jeddah and so forth and so on. And you must make intention, you're going to make khatam of Quran Sharif day in Maidan Arafat. You see? So what is that? That you read Zuhar, then you read Labbaik, you read your Takbir at Tashriq, and then again you read your Asr, and then the Labbaik, and then the Takbir at Tashriq. Labbaik, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Innal Hamda Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk La Sharika Laka. All of you must learn it by heart properly. Husband read to wife, wife read to husband, and so forth. So that is one. And then two, that you are going to go for Hajj, but you are not speaking to so many people. You haven't paid your debts, you must remember that. So instead of people making dua for you, they're going to curse you. So therefore, in debt, they should pay the creditors ideally before going for Hajj. But let's say they are servicing the debt every month and there's no default or anything, then you must remember, we request them that they should also help and so forth and so on. So you must remember, so that we know what is our position regarding this voting and so forth and so on. You must remember. So that is the few points I could think of. I don't know, Imam Zaid Khan, you got any other points that are of importance?
Ji, Muhtasab. Ji. Which group should we join, and how important is our companionship during this whole journey of Hajj?
You see, today, the truth of the matter is all the agents, they take all. That they will make mubalagha. You understand? What I mean by that is this. Suddenly, you came. Now you pitched up there 3 days, 5 days before Hajj starts. You go there, the agency, the government says that your ziyarat time is finished now. So that's a lie. You understand? So why? But in your package you got it there. But they don't want to, because why? The nearer you come to Hajj, the higher the prices go. So easy way out, what they say? They say the government says. The government is, what the government worry about that? So whether you go ziyarat, you don't go ziyarat. So that's it. Next one, you get people, agents, all that, who look for hilas. After tawaful ziyarat, they will tell you, make your sa'i, and same time after that, make tawaful wida. So that is against the hadith that, la yanfiranna ahadun minkum hatta yakuna akhir ahadi bil bayt. Tawaful Wida should be the last action, not one of the first actions and so forth. So that also another lie. Then another one is the Hanafis, the people got this Hila that make the Sa'i now for Hajj. So I'm asking you, who's going to walk there all this year? So you must remember that. So they, the agents, give you wrong Mashura. So many times I saw, because we make noise, that we tell the people, stay the extra day. Chapter 2, verse 203. So they stay. But then they don't want to stay till Zuhur time, read Zuhur and Pelt. Whereas the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Sahibain all say, to belt in the morning on the 13th is not jais. You see, just like the 11th and 12th. Only Imam Abu Hanifa says it's permissible for the 13th only, but that's also makruh. Go open Mu'allimul Hujjaj and that you will find it there. So deliberately you're going against the qawl and the fail. But the agent told them to do that. You see? The last Hajj we performed 2019, there were some Cape Town sheikhs. I still remember their names. We won't take their name, obviously. But remember that they told the people, come on, Makho, make quick now, we have to go. That Sawuk said, you must finish up here. Sawuk can't say, you must remember, you must finish up and all that. They have to wait for all the Hajjis. And remember your food and all that is there inside that pot and all that. So then they must finish out for you. They can't tell you, no, go, mafi and all that. You follow what I'm saying? So like that. So, and likewise, they in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, be very careful, circumspect what you eat and all. Because there's a lot of supply. People just drink. They drink 10 liters of cold drink and water. And we all know it's hot there. But it don't mean they must waste also, you see that. So the waste is absolutely haram and so forth. So these are few points that Allah put in my head now that I just thought about it, you understand? And we should make dua, Allah Ta'ala protects the Haramain Sharifain, and thereafter all might Allah Jalla Wala give liberation to Palestine and protects Masjid al-Aqsa from the enemies, the Zionists and whoever else there is. Ameen.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab and to all our listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.